Welcome to Blondes and Business, a luxury beauty business coaching podcast.
We are here to give salon and spa owners the gift of time, money, and freedom.
Today, we are going to debunk a myth inside of really the whole personal development world and give you a fresh perspective that could really unlock some amazing results in your life.
Yeah. And so today is going to be all about no pain, all gain. And so like if you've ever done any personal development, or if you're even new to this world, we're maybe thinking, what is personal development? You know, personal development is usually working on your beingness and who you are. Is we know that there are a lot of things that we've done and things that we've experienced that sometimes, you know, personal development can come from a place of causing pain. And so we just want to look at it from the viewpoint of it doesn't always have to be through pain. Learning doesn't have to always be through pain. And so we're just going to give you a new viewpoint. We're not saying it's the only way, but just something to look at and just a new perspective, view it through a new lens of what could be.
Mm-hmm. So, I know you've been to tons of personal development events. I've been to tons of personal development events from, you know, stuff that was, you know, similar to like our industry to things that had nothing to do with industry at all. And, you know, it seems like so many of the common threads inside of them were like, let's dig for all of your pain and, you know, find all of the worst things in the world that have happened. And then, you know, whether it's like they use like an NLP thought process of like, let's reframe it or, you know, whatever it might be, it's like really getting you back in that place of pain. And, you know, what we know for sure is you don't have to get to that place of pain to really create that transformation inside of your life and lead an empowered life. Of course, you know, pain isn't something that you can avoid, or it's not something that's not going to happen. We're not, you know, sticking on our rose colored glasses and saying like, hey, nobody's ever dealt with anything. Mm-hmm. All we're saying is, we're just going to invite you to view a new perspective today that can really give you a new way to look at it so that you don't have to be broken down to be built back up. You can just continue to build an empire, monument, whatever you want to call it, you know, of a life that you're proud of and one that's by design.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you've been through personal developments before, you know, you might be thinking, yeah, I do get that. You know, you might've heard this is like, they think of like a diamond where if you think of beating a diamond down to coal and then bring it back up so that it's that shining star, that's kind of what we're talking about is like, that's one way to do it. So it's not the only way though. And you know, the approach that we like to focus on is like, how can we become that beautiful diamond by just insight, understanding, and positive reinforcement? It's not that you can't relive what's happened to you in the past and clear it from your subconscious. I think that's a great way to start, but you don't always have to feel the negative to feel the hurt again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, like some common things that could happen inside of our industry that, you know, would cause a salon owner to feel beat down or spa owner to really just feel exhausted, you know, would be like, hey, if you've ever gone through a walkout before, you know, I know that that's happened to me. And the first time that it happened, I was shocked, didn't really understand a lot about my business, didn't have any solid, you know, foundations in place. And I wasn't clear about the people that I was surrounded by, you know? And so I think one of the keys too is, you know, something that we work on a lot inside of our full program, the PhD program, is really getting clear, not from a form of judgment, but from a place of just knowing and understanding what's going on around you. And so, you know, understanding the emotions of the people that you're working with and getting solid in who you are as a being so that you don't feel like you're roller coastering when you're working with these, you know, individuals who maybe are different in a different place on the scale of emotions than you tend to live. And so I think, you know, whereas going through something like that the first time might feel like an overwhelming spot to be in. And it might feel like, gosh, this is so painful. You don't have to wait for that moment to have that breakthrough and that growth. You know, I think you can also just start to learn, hey, what's going on around me? What is it that we're trying to create here? And that can help you avoid, you know, some of those painful situations where, you know, now you know, like, hey, it's okay to release somebody to a new opportunity. I don't have to be held hostage to what's going on around me. I know that they're trying to create something different. And I know that I'm trying to create something different, or we're trying to create something different here. And so, you know, avoiding some of that pain. Of course, that's not a fun thing to do necessarily, but when it's the right thing to do, it you just have a totally different feeling and experience with it.
Yeah, I love that you said that. And another viewpoint too is like unlocking potential with your team without pain. You know, if you're working with someone on your team and they're having a hard time maybe getting that perfect haircut or that, you know, perfect facial, it's like a lot of times I'll be like, stop, what are you doing? What are you thinking? It's like, and that can actually like decrease someone from actually learning more. And so like sometimes just saying, okay, tell me what's happening. Let's look through it. Let's do it together. Let's really explore it. And I think when you create that culture of positivity and that culture of open communication, that's when people are able to learn better, and it fosters that thriving salon environment.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you think about that, like when you, you know, I know I've heard in different personal development to, you know, basically almost like shock a person into stopping, because it creates like a pattern interrupt for them, you know, and sure, there might be an opportunity where, you know, that could be a useful thing. You know, if you were, I don't know, maybe dealing with a really hostile customer, I don't even know why you would need to use it, because, you know, I just believe that there's so many different ways to do that, because really what that does is it drags somebody super low on the scale of emotions. And then you try to bring them back up. Like, why not just meet them where they're at and then continue to increase it? Cause there's a higher likelihood that you'll be able to get them up further on the scale if you kind of meet somebody where they're at and bring them up higher. So like Jen mentioned, if you walked up instead of being like, stop, what are you doing? Cause that would be a, you know, create a pattern interrupt and shock the person, you know, and sometimes then they can start to create stories in their own head and make up a story about what's happening, you know, or, you know, it could give them a wrong indication, like, oh my gosh, I'm a terrible stylist, or I'm terrible at doing makeup, or I'm terrible at whatever the service might be. You know, if you approach it from a place of like, hey, you know, I just wanted to share with you, I've got an additional possibility. Like, are you open to hearing something about that? And, you know, really come from a place of love and wanting to lift somebody higher versus trying to shock them, you know, because sometimes that can send, you know, send messages to the person that you're coaching or the guest or whatever. This person has no idea what they're doing. And the truth is, like, sure, there might be another way or a better opportunity for them to get there better, faster, easier, whatever it might be. When you bring somebody down to build them back up, you can look like the bad guy too, you know? And so you just have to be really conscious and aware of what it is that you're trying to create and open to finding the way that everybody can win in that situation. Because if you're just concerned about you winning or one person winning, it doesn't create that ultimate win of everybody winning in that moment.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about the lights of life before. We have that red light human being that, you know, works against you. We have a yellow light human being, team member that works for you. And then we have that green light individual who's going to work with you. And so, you know, sometimes what we notice when we look at the lights of life, it's somebody in that red light of life, like they like to learn through pain. There's no judgment. There's, you know, no, that doesn't make them a bad person. But I truly feel like at the end of the day, like if somebody's in that yellow to green light of life and they're really thriving in life, to make them learn through pain can actually knock them down a little bit. And so like to think about that is like, you know, how can you create that fun and engaging environment, you know, to really create that space of, you know, celebration, to create that space of, you know, implementing things that are going to help people to become that most beautiful version of themselves, you know, a compliment train or, you know, really celebrating each other. And so I think you can learn a lot through that environment versus just always, you know, being at a salon celebration and saying, all right, guys, we didn't do this. We didn't do that. Now go find something that's dirty and go clean it. You know, not anyone listening to this would do that. But I'm just saying, it's like, it's just a really good viewpoint to really just almost give yourself a scorecard on your culture and just to view it and say, hey, what kind of environment am I creating? And is this really an environment that people can grow, thrive, survive in, and really do incredible things?
Mm-hmm. I love that you talked about that, Jen, and playing games is one of the keys to really uncovering more truths about ourselves. And, you know, I think to add on to what you said is, you know, when you're at the end of doing some sort of fun game or compliment train or whatever it is, you know, maybe not a compliment train for this example, but like if you've done a fun game, then take the opportunity to share feedback with each other, positive feedback about each other's strengths. You know, so maybe if you did a group activity where you were trying to see who could fly a paper airplane the furthest, I don't know, whatever, you know, might be something fun that you're working on. Talk about like, you know, what was everybody's strengths in making that happen? Because maybe some person was really good at the design concept and some person was really good at the presentation and some person was really good at what, you know, whatever it might be. Because when you call forth people's strengths and notice them more, that turns on that ability even more, you know, because we've been taught our whole lives to strengthen our weaknesses. But the truth is, like, we all kind of have natural strengths. And when we lead our lives living through our strengths, you know, that's when we can really make an impact in the world. And that's one of the pros of working together in a salon environment that is team-based, so that everybody can bring their strengths to the table. And that's what makes us stand out in a sea of other salons or spas, is that we are all utilizing and calling forth our strengths, you know? And so that's when we're able to live in that no pain, all gain, because there's definitely painful parts of salon and spa ownership. But when we're all calling forth our strengths, that can eliminate that pain and really get us in that place of gain.
Yes. And so we just want to really reiterate that, you know, personal and professional growth in the salon industry or any industry at all really doesn't have to stem from pain. And, you know, if you as a salon owner go to a training or your team goes to a training, and when you leave that training, you feel more confused or chaotic, that could just be a sign for you to explore and says, hey, they're a great group. They're just not for me. And so I just always want to leave that invitation for you as well, as, you know, when you're really surrounded by the right people, you can adopt that mindset of curiosity, observation, and positive action so that you can really navigate not only your personal development journey, but your team's personal development journey as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said that. It reminds me of, we were just recently talking with this one of the salon owners inside of our PhD program. And, you know, she shared with us after our recent trip to Cabo, you know, how she was just so excited to be surrounded by a team of people that she loved. They were utilizing their strengths. You know, she had stepped out of the salon for over a week. There was no chaos, no confusion. And when they came back from Cabo, they all felt peaceful and like they were on a mission to co-create something amazing together. And so, you know, I just think that that's a beautiful opportunity and space to live in, that it doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be chaotic. We don't have to just be like, you know, snapping down like, hey, here's the rules. Like, you got to do this, you got to do that, you know, and, or you can't be here. And really when you're able to lead from a place of, hey, let's create an amazing life and let's do it together. Let's call forth our strengths. And, you know, we don't have to learn through pain. It doesn't have to be chaos. It doesn't have to be any of these things. It's knowing who you want to be surrounded by and calling forth that opportunity to do it.
Awesome. All right. So we hope this was helpful today. Thank you for tuning in. Just giving you a whole nother perspective and vertical of no pain, all gain. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into Blinds and Business Luxury Beauty Business Podcast.
If you got some great value out of today's podcast, please send it to one of your friends that is also a salon or spa owner. And if you have any ideas for a future topic or somebody that would be a great addition to our show, go ahead and send us an email, hello@thephcprogram.com. Send us a DM. Review this podcast today. Let us know your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. We look forward to seeing you again next time.